Hi, I'm Walter Spires, and we are Hanging on Jesus Every Word. Last time we talked about the fact that Jesus said that we are the salt of the earth and what that means. It's a preserving thing. We're to preserve His word, His commands, and stay close to Him so we do not lose our flavor and effectiveness. Today we look at Matthew 5, verse 14, the other analogy that He used. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Throughout the New Testament, we're given the analogy of light and darkness. Light being capital L, meaning Jesus and all the goodness of God, and the darkness meaning evil and Satan. So when Jesus says we are the light of the world, remember He's speaking to His disciples, and we are among them if we're born again in Christ. We are not to hide our testimony and our witness. That's what He's referring to when He says, you don't light a light and put it under a basket. You put it out there so people can see it, so that it helps shine the way. And in our case, our lives are to be the light of the world, meaning Jesus Christ, His gospel truth, to shine the way for them to come to Christ. It has nothing to do with us. It's not about us. It's about glorifying God, just as He said, so that they will see your good works, meaning that we are living according to Christ's commands, the good life in that sense, and that God is getting the glory. Hanging on His every word for Christ's sake. Amen. To learn more about how you can become a Christian, grow in your walk with the Lord, donate to help keep this ministry going strong, and receive freely of all the biblical content, video, audio, and written, go to onlyjesus.life. That's onlyjesus.life.